Okay, at the Houses of Parliament with Rory Broomfield. Now, you're the director of Better Off Out. Tell us about yourself and the organisation.
Well, I'm, as you say, director of the Better Off Out campaign. It's run by the Freedom Association, of which I'm also a director of. We very much believe that Britain is better off outside the EU into the wider world. We believe in limited government, we believe in parliamentary democracy and the rule of law, all of which we believe the European Union is undermining and the UK could reclaim outside the European Union.
So what's brought you to that conclusion?
Well, in fact, I'm also Swiss as being British, and I grew up many years in Switzerland with my mother and what have you, informing my understanding of the world, and my father, incidentally, is also Scottish, so I come into a very highly independent family. But with that said, I know how countries outside the European Union can work, I know that how they can prosper, and I have every confidence in the United Kingdom that we can do this outside the European Union, as we have done so before.
Yeah, because this is something that we've had debates with people about. Well, if we leave the EU, we'll lose all our trade, we'll lose all our agreements and everything, and it's going to take forever to renegotiate. How do you respond to them?
Well, firstly, the UK has, unfortunately, in many ways, adopted EU law over the past 40 years. It's not like a country that hasn't complied with EU law through this period. So, given that, we comply with all the regulations that they wish to put on us as it stands, I believe that we'll have a fast-tracked approach, especially because we have the Article 50 and any other trade agreements and what have you, trading relationships, which are different to other countries. The UK is one of the most prominent consumers of EU goods. I think we are Germany's largest trading partner, and as a result, you know, something like £32 billion worth of deficit with Germany alone, buying the Mercedes cars, buying the other high-tech manufacturing goods that they produce. The point is, we are in a different position to negotiate our agreements with the EU. There is the mechanisms to do so. We have the trading relationships, we have the legal system, and we can do it because I believe in the British ability to do deals outside the EU. I don't think this is a hard sell to start off with.
Rory Broomfield, thank you.
Thank you.